أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. In the surah, Surah Alam Nashrah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that how Allah Ta'ala has made Nabuwat easy for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how Allah Ta'ala had made Wahi, which came down, which was very heavy, and that also Allah Ta'ala had made it easy, and this great responsibility of Nabuwat, of conveying the message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to mankind, which was also extremely, which weighed down very heavy on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that also Allah Ta'ala had made it easy. And this responsibility was back-breaking. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to go through that for a period, but after that Allah Ta'ala had made it easy. And from there, this is for all of mankind also, responsibility that is on a person. A person should take it as a responsibility, and then he will realize that how difficult and hard the task is. And then afterwards, when Allah Ta'ala, now Allah had promised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Allah will give him a very great and honorable position. But that period of going through those difficulties and hardships will have to be endured. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا اور بلند کیا ہم نے مذکور تیرا. And we have made very high your remembrance. Just the remembrance of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says, we have made it very high. Just on this one ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, ulama have written to great detail of what the great position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. And as we go along, inshallah, we will try and condense and briefly explain what the great honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, so that we can also understand who our great Nabi is and how our attachment to him should be. So when this ayat-e kareema was revealed, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting on the Mimbar Sharif. And he then asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know what does this mean? Of course, they were masters of Arabic, but tafsir is not a matter of language, it is what Allah Ta'ala means thereby. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were an embodiment of adab and respect, they said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul know better. They never were quick to show that we have got great knowledge, we know all or anything like that, but they always showed their humility. So then Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to explain the tafsir and the meaning of this ayat. And this is also a rare case where Allah Ta'ala made tafsir of the ayat. Otherwise, we find the great tafsirs, commentaries of the Quran made by various people and by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But this is a tafsir directly from Allah Ta'ala. So the tafsir of this Allah Ta'ala made, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. O my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will make your position very high. How high? That whenever I will be remembered, then you also will be remembered. So we find that almost in wherever the kalima La ilaha illallah comes, then together with it Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes. And in fact, here in the kalima, the first part of the kalima La ilaha illallah, Allah is the last word. And the first word in the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah has put Allah and Muhammad together. That alone shows what the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. That together with the name of Allah, Allah has put the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so high Allah Ta'ala has made the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we find that any adhan will never be complete without ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Not only what ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, but twice with that, immediately two times it will be repeated, and this will be in every adhan throughout the world. The first place the adhan takes place in the world is the Fiji Islands. The sun rises the first there. And in that adhan, Allah's name is taken, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken. And then after that, that somewhere in Perth and in those areas, when Fajr adhan starts there, then in Fiji already Zohar adhans are starting. Later on in Malaysia, etc., etc., and in that area, when Fajr adhan starts there, in Fiji Islands, Asr Namaz starts. And when Fajr adhan starts in our area, this whole hour belt, then already Maghrib and Isha starts. And when it is in America, the east coast of America, when Fajr adhan is given there, Isha adhan is given in Fiji. And on the west coast of America, when Fajr adhan is given, the next day's Fajr adhan is given. So in other words, throughout the length and breadth of the world, continuously there are adhans carrying on. And continuously, there are Muslims everywhere. And then again, Shafi'is give adhan in awwal waqt, the first time. Hanafis give adhan a bit later. So that also spreads the adhan. When the adhan is called, there are so many people who reply to the adhan. So everywhere people are saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So where Allah's name is taken, Allah has made the system that His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name will also be taken all the time. And when in the morning when we wake up, then we read the kalima. That is the proper way a person should read the kalima also with the dua. So in the morning when we wake up, where Allah's name is taken, Allah's Rasul's name is taken. When we sleep at night, we should sleep with the kalima. So again, from morning to night, all the time the name of Allah's Rasul is taken. When a child is born, adhan is given in the right ear, takbir in the left ear. And how many Muslim children are born in the world? And the adhan and takbir, again where Allah's name is taken, Allah's Rasul's name is taken. And throughout the day in our namazes, we read at-tahiyyat, we read durood sharif thereafter. Everywhere Allah's name, Allah's Rasul's name. And then at the time of maut, when closing the eyes, it is sunnah to say Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah of the dying person. In janazah namaz, where Allah's praises take place, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is read. So from morning to night, from birth to death, all the time Allah has made this arrangement that where Allah's name is taken, Allah's Rasul's name is also taken. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. May Allah put it in our hearts also to understand the greatness of the name of Allah also, and the greatness of the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And then not just the name, but all the teachings and following in that. If we bring that, then the value of Allah and His Rasul will be transferred to us also. If we make that attachment to Allah and His Rasul, Allah will make us also this valuable, and our names will also be taken. As we find that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken, how many sahaba, how their names were taken also because of that attachment. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard his footsteps in Jannat. What a position, because that connection with Allah and His Rasul. So like that, Allah also bless us that we understand what the great and honorable position of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is. Follow in his sunnahs and read durood sharif as much as possible. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.